Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Texas Stadium, and welcome to the WWE Sunday Superstar. Tonight's card is sponsored by the WWA in conjunction with eWrestling.org, the place that coined the phrases, enjoy the brutality, and simply the best. Our first contest is set for one fall, and will be held under 1 hour time limit. Coming down the aisle from Detroit, Michigan, he is the sexiest man alive. Welcome back to WWA, Matt and Wendell.
Entering the ring after a two-foot-long layoff, Magnum Randell looks as sexy as ever, folks, and I say that in the most manliest way that I can. This week, Magnum Randell told us his poverty-stricken hardships were too much to handle when he didn't have a WWA paycheck. And in a shocking challenge, the sexiest man alive called out the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Batiste. All we know is that Mr. Batiste has refused to comment on the situation. But let me say something directly to Magnum Randell right now. Magnum, Batiste is a very disturbed man. And should you manage to lure him out of retirement, and you most likely will, you just might get more than you bargained for, my friend. And speaking of bargains and backstage dealings, here comes our World Heavyweight Champion. As the lights dim, you can hear the opening drum beats blasting through our speakers full force. The crowd is now on their feet, awaiting one of the most anticipated entrances in 2005.
And weighing in tonight at 287 pounds, this 6'6" veteran wants to be known as the future of WEWA.
And there he is from behind the curtains, wearing a black robe with the future written in white sequins across the back. Standing atop the ramp with that cocky smirk on his face. Look at Bazov just stare into the crowd, overflowing with arrogance. This place is definitely anti-Bazov. My God, would you listen to this? The crowd is completely off the hook, hostile, but the only question on my mind is, will we see the oh-so-sexy Alexis Bazan ripping back the velvet? Yes, there she is, folks, and good Lord Almighty, would you look at those bodacious tatas? I tell you, folks, Alexis Bazan's chest should be considered illegal in this state. Look out, CC, WWA has a new and improved diva. Now appearing side by side, the beaming strawberry blonde flashes her brilliant smile. And hubba hubba, I think I'm in love. Tonight, Alexis is wearing a long flowing blue dress. And when you look at her smooth, straight hair resting softly on her sensitive but strong shoulders. Look at him, I know he's coming. Bring him out. There he is. It's the WWA's new resident weasel. You guessed it, it's Kenny Valentine. And look at Bazam taunting the crowd with the World Heavyweight Championship belt.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've waited for his comeback, and here he is from Edmond, Michigan. This is the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion,
in front of the tirade of Extreme with that smirk still across his face. He holds the world title up towards the sky. Oh my God, somebody just hit Daryl Bazan with a cup of Mike Morrison beer. Wiping the alcohol from his still emotionless face, Daryl Bazan is completely focused and now entering the ring. Welcome Team Bazan back to WWA, and trust me folks, they might not look impressive at first glance, but if you drop your guard at any point during the match, these three folks can be very, very dangerous. As Bazan turns from the logo to allow Alexis and Teddy Valentine to exit, here comes Magnum Randall charging across the ring. He's out waiting for the bell and wrestling the champion into the corner. Magnum is
punches on Bazaar, then punches. Bazaar counters with the hard chop, driving the knee to Magnum's midsection, and Bazaar is out pulling Magnum from the corner, looking for an Irish whip. Magnum counters a thrust kick, but Bazaar ducks the move, locking his opponent up from behind. German suplex dumps Magnum on the back of his neck and lifting Randall up with the suplex still locked in. Randall finds the strength to nail Bazaar in the side of the jaw with a back elbow. Alexis pounds the canvas and Darryl grunts off the shot. Magnum hits it again and Darryl grunts it off again. German suplex once again on Randall, stops him dead in his tracks, and Bazaar is going for a third onto the neck, and I think Randall is dead. 1, 2, kick out by Magnum Randall, and can you believe the pace of this match, folks? Every time Magnum Randall bails himself out with his speed, it's Bazaar's ringmanship and strength that continue to keep him in control. Bazaar shrugs off the kick out and lifting his body up to the second turnbuckle. Here comes the World Heavyweight Champion with a layout headbutt. Randall rolls out of the way and Bazaar quickly stumbles to his feet. Dazed and confused. Clothesline by a shaky Randall left Darryl off his feet and slips him back into the ropes. Magnum is still hurt. I don't know what he can do right now. Here comes Bazaar back up to his feet and charging at Bazaar. Haymaker, it missed. It missed. Reverse pancake by Randall scrambles the champion's brains and hooky leg for the cover of the count. 1, 2. Bazaar easily kicks out and Randall immediately transitions into a reverse chipmunk, looking to slow the pace down. And slow the pace down he does. And this is something you don't often see from Magnum Randall. But with Darryl Bazaar's tremendous physique, it might be the only chance the sexiest man on earth has against the future. Armbar increases the pressure on the joint of Bazaar, but Darryl is just too big to be held down. Forearm by Bazaar to the jaw of Magnum Randall. Again, again, the hold is broken and hard chop forced Magnum Randall into the corner. And here comes a very aggressive Darryl Bazaar. Quick in the eyes by Randall, stops the world champion dead in his tracks and loading up a side suplex. Randall tries everything under the sun just to keep Darryl Bazaar down. Head and arm cross face by Randall forces Bazaar to look for the nylon and immediately grabbing the ropes. Randall is forced to break the hold. Fist full of ropes and kicking down underneath the bottom and down onto the hard concrete floor. Here comes Randall looking to amp things up BACW style. Bazaar thrusts forward as Magnum exits the ring and slamming back first into the steel stairs. Randall arches his back in pain and my God, folks, once again Magnum Randall is hurt bad. Randall grunts off the pain and charges back at Bazaar, driving the world champion into the apron and looking to toss Bazaar into the railing. Darryl reverses the hold and look at Magnum Randall. Oh, he just got thrown into the railing. Randall arches his back once again in pain and falling to both knees. You can just see Randall is definitely hurt. Randall pulls himself back upright and here comes Bazaar charging in with a clothesline from hell and he knocks Magnum Randall into the ground, head over heels, and immediately pulling Randall back into the ringside area. Bazaar knows he can't win this match without beating the 10 count. Bazaar rolls in and out of the ring, beating the 10 count, and finally throwing Magnum back under the bottom ropes. Bazaar follows with hate in his eyes. Look at this guy. He looks like he just started the match. What tremendous streak this Darryl Bazaar is in. Pulling Randall off the canvas and tossing him into the ropes with a hard Irish whip. Here comes Randall off the nylon and into the center of the ring, and it's Bazaar who's looking for a back body drop. But Magnum counters with a double drop kick to the head. Bazaar staggers back into the ropes and pulling Darryl into the corner. Magnum rifles into the world champion's chest, softening Darryl up with a pair of hard knife edge chops. Magnum's going up to the top rope, and he's in perfect position for his daughter, Steven, this blockbuster. Locking up the head and tumbling forward, Teddy Bell by Alexis pulls Darryl firmly into the corner and slipping off the head. Randall falls flat on his back and shaking out the cobwebs. Randall is definitely hurt. Come on, referee, get Teddy and Alexis out of here. Can't you see they just held the guy in the corner? Randall turns into Bazaar the Blaster. My God, did you see that super kick? Snap Magnum's head back, rotating Randall up to his feet. Bazaar cranks him straight up into the air, coming down hard on the logo. It's the Light of Judgment finisher. This one's over. No one kicks out of that. 1, 2, 3, and Darryl Bazaar has just won his first WWE match in 3 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are winner of the contest by pinfall, the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, He is the future. He is Darryl Bischoff.
All I have to say is, my God, folks, Darryl Bischoff looks simply awesome in there. And as he exits the ring with Teddy and Alexis holding his hands raised high with the world championship around his waist, let me tell you people something. Magnum Randell is no pushover. A couple of months ago, it was Magnum Randell who dominated this squared circle with win after win after win. This is a quality veteran. This was not a gimme match for Bischoff. Fatigue booked him against somebody he thought could take Bischoff out to teach Bischoff a lesson about how good WWE was. But you know what, folks? Darryl Bischoff has answered the call. He has pinned Magnum Randell. Help or not, he has just defeated the sexiest man alive. And folks, I guess that means, like him or not, Darryl Bischoff, our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, has just shown us tonight that he hasn't lost a single step. And as he gets closer to his showdown with Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, it's only going to become harder for Kavanaugh to finally pull the thorn from his mighty paw. As Magnum Randall is helped from the ring and back up the aisle, let's take a break before we begin our next match. My God, did Bischoff look awesome or what?